Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here with Amy Lee today, our good friend from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. So this month, we're doing all June, we're talking about mental health.
Yes.
And for everybody that's been paying attention at home and playing along with us, they know that you are more physical than mental, mostly what we've been talking about.
Sure.
But so I know things that you can help us with. So tell everybody, get us started out. We're not going to do the whole wellness questions because we are very familiar with Amy's ways. So tell us how you have found with mental health, how you help your customers, patients, people that you deal with, and some of the things you found.
Yeah, definitely. So to clarify too, this June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month too, to be very specific. And I am getting more and more male clients for massage and sauna, which is wonderful. And they are telling me, I'm finally doing this for myself. So they're finally seeing the benefits of it, which is great because it is very difficult, I think, for men to reach out, to express a lot of, you know, their mental health concerns, things they might be experiencing. And so we definitely need to create safe spaces for them to do so. I talk to my girlfriends all the time. I see a therapist, you know, every other week. I've done that throughout. I am constantly seeking ways to improve my mental health. And there's a lot of support, it seems, for women, but we definitely do need to make sure that we're creating that area, that space for men too. And the therapies that I do, massage therapy, Reiki, and of course the infrared sauna and other things as well, definitely help with certainly relieving stress. I mean, we have to relieve that physical stress, but lying, you know, on a nice cozy massage table for 60 to 90 minutes while someone is literally like pushing the stress out of your body, it's healing touch, it's a safe space, it's comfortable, it allows your body to relax, which allows your mind to relax. It will literally decrease cortisol in your body, which we know is a stress hormone. It also increases serotonin, which is the happy chemical in our brain.
Well, and that's even, I almost feel like, not to minimize massage at all, because I love it and it's a great thing, but almost just the, like you were saying, just the being in that room.
Right.
Even if nobody's even touching you or doing anything, just being in that little zen space, it's always, there's usually some kind of nice music playing and some kind of ambiance, and it's just a break from life.
Exactly.
We all need a minute, right? So
exactly.
What a nice way to do it.
Well, we're always doing for others, right? We're doing for others, and this is something like I'm forced to be quiet and to be still and to focus on me.
Yeah, and I know there's, I feel like that there's been a stigma for a long time with women going to get massages and doing that stuff because they feel selfish and like, oh, I can't take that time for me. So now I think we've kind of gotten away from that a little bit, and the women have decided like, no, this is important and it makes me be a better person by doing this, and clears your mind and gets you to that space. So it's very cool that you have a lot of men coming now because, yeah, guys don't share, and they're supposed to be the provider and the doer, and we can't be, you know, we can't be weak and talk about our feelings.
Right.
Boys, listen up. That's dumb, right? Like, how are you going to get better?
Right.
Yeah. So, okay, I think that's going to be a good spot. We're going to stop right now for our little first break here. We're going to hear from the Girl Scouts, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into a little bit more of how to fix up some of these mental health issues and some of the things you've seen. And, of course, when we get to the podcast side, we're going to dig in there a little bit deeper, too. So you guys hang out, stick with us for the next few minutes, and we'll hear from the Girl Scouts, and we'll be right back with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. All right, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and sticking with us here for this edition of Wellness Wednesday. This is our last Wellness Wednesday of June. In all June, we've been doing mental health awareness. So today we have Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, and I know you guys have heard her at least once by now. And most of Amy's things are physical, but the physical turns into the mental. And when she was just telling us about a lot of men she's seen that influx getting massages and some of the saunas and things like that. So I kind of took it for granted until I started thinking about this theme with you, because again, we're talking physical things that you do for people, but tell us again a little bit more how that equates into mental health. Is there some things that you know that these therapies have really changed people's life mentally?
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, we are decreasing the cortisol in your body, which is a stress hormone. Everybody is living on cortisol. We're like, you know, barely hanging on sometimes. And that is a huge stressor on our body. And it's going to send us into adrenal fatigue. And sauna improves that. Getting massages improves that. Reiki also really improves that, because anytime you're taking time for you, where you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is lay there. You can go to sleep if you want to. You know, you don't have to do anything for anybody. And the Reiki, of course, that's energetic, that's, you know, spiritual, that's mental, that's emotional. What's great about the Reiki is that you can release trauma that may be contributing to your stress load without having to relive or remember any of it. And the thing, too, is why I want to bring that up is, I mean, people are talking about trauma and, okay, I'm stressed now because I have a stressful job and I have, you know, a couple of teenagers and I'm this and I'm that and money is chaos and the world is chaos right now. You know,
pick how literally anything.
Yeah, pick anything. How does talking about trauma, you know, help me through this process? Well, what you went through as a child or as a teenager, as a young adult, it shapes how you handle your stress load. So if no one has ever told you how to handle stress, I mean, again, you physically become tighter. You physically become contracted.
Well, you're guarding,
right? You see these people, like their shoulders, they feel like concrete. I'm like putting on the cups and I'm throwing elbows at them. Not really throwing.
But not like it's roller derby.
You know? Yeah. Maybe a good, like, you know, chop them down on those things. But it's that tension in your body. Like, you have to be able to let it go. And if you don't even know how, you were never even given tools to do that. Just coast through life. Like, you'll be fine. You know, go have a drink. That's not going to help you relax. That's not, in the long run, that's not going to do anything for you.
And I know you're not a straight, you know, mental health professional.
Oh,
but yeah. I have heard once, and I can't cite my source or anything, but maybe you can shed a little light, that if you experience whatever, a trauma, it doesn't even, I won't even say like an intense one, but something that happened to you at whatever point of your life is, that that's kind of where you stick. Like, you kind of don't develop past that point because of that situation. So like, if you're a child, so you're 5 years old and something bad happened to you, you're kind of stuck in that mentality because you don't know how to get past it. Is that slightly accurate?
Yeah, that's my understanding to like a certain extent. So, I mean, you're not like completely obviously stunted, but if you experience something as a three-year-old, you're not going to be able to understand that three-year-old's experience as a 24-year-old.
Sure.
So you have to kind of go back to that little three-year-old, you know, find a picture of you at three or whenever the trauma happened and speak love to that child. And I know it sounds really funny and it's really weird. It's a really weird, strange thing to do. But it helps. It helps tremendously because you are parenting yourself. You're giving yourself what you needed because the adults around you at that time couldn't give you what you needed.
So don't we say that to ourselves all the time? Like, what would you say to your five-year-old self? What would you say your 20-year-old self, you know, being as an adult now? So maybe that, just look at it that way, like, go to that time.
Right.
Okay. And speaking of time, we're out for today, but we're going to keep talking because I want to talk about this a little bit more on kind of getting into those trauma situations. So we're going to keep going on the podcast. You guys tune back in for that because, you know, it's with Amy, we're going to learn stuff. So all my guests, we learn stuff, but Amy's, you know, a regular and does right by us every single time. So we appreciate you so much, Amy. And tell everybody again for just a reminder who you are, where you are, and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, Amy Lee with Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center in Weston. Phone number is 715-972-3500. 3830, and you can go on my Facebook page or my website by the same name and get all my information, and book online too if you'd like.
Fantastic. And again, come back for the podcast section of this. And next week, tune in, because we're going to start for July. We're going to be talking about summer safety. So tune in for that stuff. There's going to be some really good guests too coming up next month. So thank you everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next Wednesday. Have a great week, everyone. All right, we are back on the podcast of Wellness Wednesday here for the end of June with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center. So before we ended on air, we were talking about like when your trauma happened and how you kind of get stuck there. And what I mean by that is, now that I have heard that, and I have people in my life, obviously, that I've known for many, many, many years, I can look at certain people that I, in my opinion, feel need to do better. And you can see that. Like, oh my gosh, when he was 15, this is when this started, and he still acts like he's 15. Right. Like, you can see that if you kind of pull it back into that aspect. Yeah. And if you have a child maybe that's acting up in a weird way, if you kind of look back at it, you can see when that happened.
Right.
Like, it's kind of it's irritatingly obvious to me, because I feel like, wow, why don't we realize this sooner? But, you know, unless you're looking for it, you don't see it.
Right.
So as to in our other guests throughout the month, we were talking about legit mental disabilities and disorders, which mm-hmm. obviously that's a thing that happens, and I mean nothing negative about that. People have to deal with it. But there's reasons, you know? So when you come across the person that's having an episode or maybe acting out, if it's like someone you know well and you think they're just acting out, that's really not necessarily an acting out, right? That could be a resurgence
of
that.
It's a trauma response.
Right.
Right.
And you see all these little pictures and things on Facebook where it's like, look at this picture. What's the first thing you see? Take the quiz of your trauma. I haven't done those because I think they're goofy. But it's prominent now. Yeah. You know, people are talking about it a lot. So that's another reason why to do this, to bring awareness. And a lot of people that you deal with on the pregnancy side, so we've talked a lot with you about fertility and female issues. I can't even imagine what goes on in the minds of some of them poor ladies with all these things they're dealing with.
Right.
So you have different support groups and different things to help with that too.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about, because I know you have a group that you started, so I'd let you tell everybody about
that. Well, I do have a Sacred Womb Circle, and the Sacred Womb Circle it's a group, anyone, you can check it out on Facebook. And I am going to bring it, you know, physical in person, but probably not till fall because, you know, it's summertime and everybody wants to go and do their thing. But basically, anyone who's struggling with any kind of pelvic health, I want them to be able to come and share and really just like be raw and feel supported in that. But as far as like trauma goes, trauma as it is related to pelvic health or pregnancy, I mean, you know, it's huge. One thing that I have seen, and you know, you read a lot about when you're kind of in that space, is when a woman finally does get pregnant after struggling for so long, or maybe after many losses, she's not fully able to enjoy the pregnancy because
she's nervous.
She's waiting for the ball to drop. She's nervous. What if something happens? And that is it's just a tremendously difficult space to be in because you want to enjoy it. It may be the only time, but evidence up until this point has showed you that
it's not going
to. Don't want to get too excited.
Yeah.
And so that's a very difficult space to be in. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. I don't claim to be. I don't have any education. But I can understand the energy of that and where it's going to sit in your body and how that is going to affect you physically, emotionally, mentally. So, you know, as an example, you know, I'm divorced. I have 3 children. My divorce, good for me, yes. Probably good for them in the long run. Yes, that doesn't mean it wasn't traumatic. That doesn't mean that there is probably a part of them, you know, maybe there's abandonment issues. Maybe they're going to, maybe, you know, I don't know how my kids feel about marriage going forward. You know, so there's going to be those little tiny pieces that you just have to work through in those moments. But if you are aware of it and you know it and you think of body work and energy healing, sauna, all of that should be just a part of what you're doing for your mental health. That's not all you should be doing. It should be a part of what you're doing.
Right.
You know, to literally have someone fill you back up with love energetically, physically. Again, you're literally pushing lactic acid out of your body. You're releasing endorphins. All of that stuff helps you.
Sure.
You know, in the long term. And as far as the Sacred Womb Circle, again, I really want women to have a space where, you know, you can come and you can talk about any sexual trauma you might have, pregnancy trauma, birth trauma, all the happy stuff too. Share everything about it that you've experienced, because we have to talk about it or no one's ever going to learn about it.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a group out there, local, again, for men. And, you know, whatever they want to do. You know, do it on the golf course. Do it on the boat when you're fishing. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to be sitting in a room with a, you know, with a therapist and a circle of friends. If that's your jam and that's what you want to do, then do it. But communing with nature, getting out, grounding, having good, solid friendships, that's all crucial to mental health.
Yeah. And if you're isolated and you don't have yes. anybody, it just gets worse.
Isolation is horrible.
Terrible.
For humans.
And even now, and I don't want to minimize depression because I know there's many levels. I'm going to share a little bit. So over the years of my life, I was on antidepressants and all kinds of things and had some really dark times, had super high times, but very dark times for a while. And you know, I got to a point where I just literally went, you know what? I don't want to be sad anymore. I just said that. I'm just like, I'm done. And I just made every day be positive. So anybody that knows me, you know that when I message you or something, well, how do I greet you? I don't say, hey, Amy. I say, hey, beautiful. How you doing this morning?
Yeah.
You know, I always want to pump everybody up because we don't get that.
Yeah.
We don't get that regularly. So yeah. I'm always like, hey, beautiful. Hey, darling. Here, gorgeous. Yeah. Whatever. Because you are. And I don't do that to – I'm not fake. I'm not being fake. I genuinely mean that because it helps me too.
Yeah.
And the more positive you put out, the more people are going to absorb that and they're going to get it back. And hopefully the world will be a nicer place.
Yeah.
And you just never know what thing sets somebody's life in that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I'm going to share a little bit, and because we're on the podcast side here. So, and this is nothing, I mean, religiously or, you know, traditionally, whatever, the way that it's supposed to work is boy meets girl. They fall in love. They get married. They have babies and life goes on, right? Well, that doesn't always happen that way. So when I met my husband, we ended up having our baby before we got married. We've been married for 25 years. All things are great. Life, you know, is fine. But in the younger days, I used to kind of joke and say that we had Josie backwards. Well, to the world, they think that she was a breech baby.
Oh.
Okay. So that's the first funny part. But then as a tiny child, my daughter heard this. And then as she got bigger, and I didn't know this until she was just about out of high school, we were on a road trip, and we're going down the road, and we're singing Alanis Morissette, okay? And there, if you know Alanis Morissette, she has some sassy songs, and I'm singing it, and I edited myself when the bad words came on. Now, my daughter was like 16 at the time, so it's not like she was five, but, you know, we were just jamming along, totally fine, and she turns the radio down, stares me straight in the face while I'm driving down the freeway in Milwaukee and says, yeah, you act like such a good mom, but something, and you never even wanted me. And I went, well, I almost pulled the car over in the middle of the freaking highway. And I was like, what are you talking about? And after a long discussion, she came back to that story of having her backwards, and she thought the only reason we even were a family was because of her, and it was all her fault, and things sucked, and, you know, she was in a weird place.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. I felt so stupid. And it was like once that day happened, you could tell a difference in her.
Yeah. And I definitely absolutely 100% need to speak on this too. So for one thing, mental health is a spectrum that we all travel our whole life. You don't need to be diagnosed like bipolar or manic or depressive or anxiety. We all travel this spectrum.
We're humans.
It is completely normal to travel this spectrum, and there's nothing wrong with you. Life happens and we have to live through it. But this is a perfect example. Okay. So when, as parents, we're all doing our best. Okay.
And no matter
what,
it's not
enough.
One thing
that I have told my kids before is, like, I tell my daughter especially, I've never been the mom to a 16-year-old daughter before. You're going to have to, like, give me some grace, you know? And I'm going to say that when she's 17, I'm going to say it when she's 18. Like, I'm 44. You know, when people say, act your age, well, I've never been 44 before.
That's right. I don't know what to do.
But what I want to say is that when you are a parent and your children come to you and they tell you that you hurt them, do not make excuses. Do not justify. You say, I'm sorry. and then you ask them how they are. Because this is the thing, we're never going to intentionally hurt our children. But I have three kids, they're all different. I have to make one decision and it may not be the best for every single one, but it's what I can do at the time for whatever reason it is. Mm-hmm. And we're all doing that, okay? We don't intentionally traumatize our children, but it happens.
And silly stuff.
If you minimize it.
It could be silly stuff.
If you say, well, I did the best I could. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah.
I know you did the best you could, but that doesn't mean
that
along the way, I didn't get hurt. So when I come to you and I say that, apologize. Ask them how they are. Don't minimize it. Don't excuse it away. Don't get in this whole like, well, I'm your parent and you need to respect me and blah, blah, blah. And that's just the way I did it. That is a really good way to have your children go no contact with
you. Oh, yeah. Put up. I mean, just you know, the way you were just saying that, I immediately was like, even like, I don't even want to talk to you.
The best thing you can do as a parent is to heal yourself.
Yes.
Do not beat yourself up. Again, you are doing the best you could. You can't beat yourself up. You have to heal it.
Well,
and
always,
respect them.
And we always try to do what our parents didn't. You know, like what we wanted. And that's great. But then my child doesn't understand all the stuff I saved her from. So then I get irritated, you know, and then talking about mental health and things, you know, like, but if you only knew what I went through, that's not her problem.
Absolutely.
So it's not her problem. Absolutely never.
But your trauma that your parents impose on you is going to affect how you parent.
Right.
Do you know? So it's like, it's a cycle. It's a circle. But if you can just stop and listen, I remember I was talking to my mom and you know, I'm an adult and I have three kids. My sister's an adult. She has two kids and we're talking. And I said, you know, sometimes my mom's a fixer. She's got to fix it. I want to fix it. I want to make everything right and everybody can be happy. So I said, sometimes, Mom, I don't need you to fix it. I'm just venting. I just want you to listen. And she goes, so you just want me to listen and not do anything? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I don't even know if I can do that, you know? And then I remember another time my son was three and my dad yelled at him for some reason. And I'm like, Dad, he's three. And he's like, oh, suddenly we're worrying about feelings now? And
yes,
I'm
he's
like,
three.
And I'm like, yeah, like you should be worrying about feelings, you know? Because again, what you say, you maybe as an example, I've given this on here before, right? I was in fifth grade. I wanted to learn how to play an instrument. I wanted to win my mother's approval. So I decided to do the flute because she did the flute. But I didn't want to do the flute, but I wanted her to love me. So I started playing the flute. I go to my second lesson and the instructor says, well, your lips aren't shaped right. What he meant was right now in this moment, your lips are not shaped right to blow in properly to play that note. I heard your lips are shaped wrong to play the flute, so I quit.
Yeah.
Because my lips weren't shaped right to play the flute.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, when the things you say and do, you'd never know what affects somebody.
Yeah.
And something like that, the instructor didn't even think anything twice. He's trying to help you, and you took it as a personal insult because you didn't know any better.
As an example, too, you tell a three-year-old who broke their arm, we have to go to the hospital and take a picture of your bones. I've heard children completely freak out because they think they're going to take their bones out.
Oh,
or they're going to take their skin off.
Oh, so yeah, like, right, literally.
I mean, because they don't know. We're going to take a picture of your bones. They don't know what that means. So you do have to be aware, like, yes, I'm 44 and I understand a lot more about life than a four-year-old. So when I'm speaking to them, like you
have to be a four-year-old.
You don't know
again.
how they're going to receive it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then 16 years later, you're blindsided on a freeway.
Yeah.
Like for real.
Exactly.
I mean, it hurt me so much. I was mortified that she felt that way and never said anything. So, I mean, I think I've talked to her once about it. She's 26 years old now. So, like, it's been a minute since it happened. And she was like, oh, yeah. And kind of like, I could tell that it was different now. It was over. It was better. She got over it when we had that conversation because today she was like, oh, yeah, I barely even remember that. But at the time, it was intense.
Yeah.
And it built up to that. And again, a teenager, hormones, 16 years old. What are you going to do? So just be cautious of what you say and how you say it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean walk on eggshells with people. But
no.
But be kind and be purposeful, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing, too, is that, you know, it's the four agreements, right? Be impeccable in your word. Don't take things too personal. Oh, and the other two are escaping me right now. But it's like when someone says, you know, this comment hurt me. You didn't intend to hurt them, but you say, I'm so sorry. That wasn't my intention. How can we make it better and move forward? You know?
Yeah. Don't be like, super easy, that was stupid.
Super simple.
Yeah.
But also when someone comes to you and says, you hurt me, depending on your own perception and your own trauma, how you react to that, I mean, that should tell you your response. So, get, you know, just do what you can do for your mental health, because especially if you are the caregiver for other people, because it's affecting every single person that you're caring for around you.
Yeah. And especially in a caregiver situation, it is really easy to feel when they are not happy about taking care of you. Like if you have a person coming into your home, or maybe you're even going to a doctor and you're in a situation where the nurse is snippy or the doctor's, they're having a bad day, has nothing to do with you, but you can feel it. And then that could also be a thing. Like, I'm already nervous going to the doctor or the dentist or the whatever. And now that person made me feel insecure, bad. I went to go learn how to play the flute. They told me I did it wrong. I don't want to do it. I tried on some shoes. They didn't fit nice. Or there was a thing on Facebook, a girl dressed up like a fairy. She had little cute ears and blue stuff. And it was for like a, I think it was for Pride. She was doing it for Pride and apparently seemed to have a fairly decent relationship, an open relationship with her family, but posted this thing on Facebook with a picture because she thought she looked so cute. And then she went to show her parents, and this is like a late teens, early 20s, so it's not like a child. And they made fun of her basically and said, oh, that's a lot of blue, or that's weird, or why are you being so weird? And she even said, like, I'm crushed. And everybody like pumped her up and like, oh my God, you're adorable. Like, what are you talking about? This is, it's not like you're going to work like this. This was a thing for a fun thing. And, you know, do you, and don't worry about it.
The other thing too, you know, when you're communicating with people and you're interacting, you obviously should have your own boundaries. Make sure that you're aware of your boundaries. Also, your boundaries are for you. Like, I know my boundaries and I'm not expecting people to never cross those boundaries. But I expect that they know if those boundaries are crossed, well, the consequence is that I just won't have you in my life.
Sure.
So you can act like that if you want to. I just won't be around you. And everybody should have that boundary.
Right.
Pay attention to how you feel after you leave someone's presence. Mm. So when you go to visit somebody or somebody comes to visit you, after they leave, are you like refreshed? Do you feel good? Was it a nice visit? Or are you drained? Are you sad? Did they hurt your feelings? Okay. That lets you know that's the energy that they're putting out, and that should be a boundary. You should never feel bad or drained or lethargic or bad about yourself or anything after leaving an interaction with someone who's supposed to be a loving person in your life.
Sure. And trust your instincts, right? Like that would be your gut.
Yeah.
And again, if you're having, maybe you are having some depression issues and you're having some things going on, and then you're spending time with people like that, pay attention, because just remove, and I know it's hard. Like there's always, we've all had a breakup, whether it be a boyfriend, girlfriend, a something, a relative, a friend that we've gotten out of our lives, and it sucks. But after it's over, you feel better.
Right.
You always feel better.
Absolutely.
Like it's always the right thing, but getting there is the hard part. So that's where we loop back to having a support system. And even like with the Sacred Womb Circle, it's just a safe space. Find your tribe, right? Yep. Find your people. And if you can't find people, we have people. I'm people. Amy's people. We'll find your people.
Yeah.
And
again,
we have good people.
The services that I provide, again, are just part of that support team, part of that team that's helping you stay, you know, stable along your mental health journey. And the whole life, our whole life is that journey, right? But definitely, obviously seek out, you know, doctors if you need meds for, you know, for a lifetime or just situationally. I mean, any type of talk therapy and anything, all of those things are definitely beneficial.
Sure. Yeah. I don't want to minimize it and make it be like, just make your mind up and just talk to people and you'll be fine. Because I know that's not exactly the case. But those are all steps in the process.
Right.
So use all of the steps that you have available to you.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, that's the point of doing this show in general. And I know we got a little long on this one, but even though we kind of covered a lot of ground, it still all comes back to mental health.
Right.
That's what kind of bugs me a little bit, is like we don't realize how much all of this stuff really affects us until we start talking about it like this. So I'm hoping people are going to hear this and get this and start changing themselves for the better and, you know, lightening up on each other and just
check in on your friends.
Yeah.
Especially the friends who are really strong. Check in on the men in your life and the boys in your life, too. And you know, make sure that they're good. Yep. You know, that they have a space, that they have friends to talk to.
And you touched on this a little bit, and I'm not going to go too deep into it because we're going to be wrapping up here. But like with the men, and you said, how about your mom being a fixer? Isn't that kind of what the guys usually are? Like, we're the emotional ones and the guys are the fixers. So when we try to talk to them, we get that impasse where they're just trying to figure out how to make that better and fix it. Talk to your husband, talk to your mate, talk to your partner, and let them know ahead of time. I don't expect you to do anything about this. I just need to vent.
Yeah.
Because otherwise their mind is already going, and now they're going to add a burden to themselves because they're trying to figure out how to fix you. I don't need you to fix me. I just need you to listen to me.
Yep.
So whoever that is, just...
I saw a video of a man and his wife. It was like a security thing outside, so like it wasn't like a scripted thing. And she just came home. It was obviously she was like a nurse or something, and she just like really big sigh, and he was just walking out, and she started to vent, and he goes, "Hold on." He's like, "Am I listening or am I fixing?" She's like, "You're listening." He's like, "Got it."
Very nice.
Just say that. Super easy.
Yeah.
Just communicate, people.
I mean, and that's awesome because like, yes, then you're actively listening. You're going to do what is needed. And then if that's really it, you go about your day and everybody feels better.
Right.
So it's all about just being good to each other, helping each other. The more we do this, the less we're going to have to.
Yes. In ways that feel good to you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, don't put yourself out into weird places. Do what you can do, but just be nice. Everybody can be nice. And just kind of check yourself as you're talking to different people, especially children. I mean, they're little sponges. And
well,
you don't know what they're picking up.
I know this is so long, but one thing that I want people to remember is your children hear everything you say.
Yes, they do.
So if you're talking about how you don't like your body or your hairstyle or prettier with makeup, those kids are sponges and they're hearing all of that. So don't say, I always tell women, don't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't yell at your toddler.
You told me that once and I was like, oh, like I couldn't even respond because it hit me right in my gut. I was like, crap.
Like you would never go yell at your toddler.
No,
like, I wouldn't. Look at your muffin top, you sicko.
Why are you wearing those pants? Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's wrong with your hair?
Oh, you look so stupid today. Yeah,
you would never say that.
I hope you would never say that. The people don't ever say that. Like,
so
that's
don't
terrible.
Say it to yourself because they're hearing you.
Right, and you'll hear you harder than you even realize too because that's why we go down that dark hole. So,
right.
If you wouldn't say it to a child, don't say it to yourself.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite and worst favorite things you've ever said to me because I try not to think about it because when I do it, it checks me again. And I was like, oh. And
well, that lets you know that you might have some childhood drama to release.
Oh, I'm fully aware. That's for a whole nother episode. But we'll get into that someday, folks, if anybody wants to hear it. But no, but for real, I mean, we got to make light of it because you got to be able to laugh and kind of shake stuff off. But mental health is serious. And if we all do our part, we can help somebody. You don't know what kind of, you know, the checkout lady at your grocery store, she might have had the worst day of her life and just saying that she looks pretty. I always try to find something nice to say about somebody. If they're looking bad and I find one thing like, oh, I like your shirt or whatever. And again, I'm not being fake. I find that thing I like and I tell them. And the people light up.
Absolutely.
All the time. I like shoes. We talked about this in the morning show a couple of days ago and about like judging people on their shoes. But I do it the opposite way. When I see cute shoes, I'm like, oh my God, I love your shoes. Like I don't look at somebody's feet and go, oh, those are terrible. I'm like, you know, I compliment on the things I like. So find a thing. You know, guys like their cars and trucks. You see somebody that has something, you say it. Just say it. What's wrong with that? We're all free about just talking all the stupid crap we want, saying bad things about people. Be nice to somebody. Flip it around once. See how fun it is.
Right.
Because just getting that reaction out of somebody, making somebody else's day, great for mental health.
And easy.
So easy and free and fun. And the more you do it, the more you're going to do it. It's great. I highly recommend. All right, so I think we're going to wrap it up for today because I think we could go on for a minute, so we probably shouldn't keep this nice and listenable. But also, if anybody wants you, tell them one more time how to get a hold of you, and then we will talk to you again in the future.
Yeah. Amy Lee with Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, Facebook and website, the same name, and the number is 715-972-3830.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy. It's always a pleasure having you in here. I always feel so much better and so much smarter after you leave. So it's always great to have you in here. And wrapping up our June Mental Health Month, it was very important. I like having you as the anchor here for this one. So thank that was you. Pretty cool. And we will talk to you again soon in the future.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Always enjoyable.
Fantastic. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us through this epic podcast. Get a hold of Amy if you are in the market. And be nice. Be kind. Say something nice to somebody today. We will talk to you next week.